Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Officially, we are recording in the new year. Yes.
Last time we recorded before the
New Year. We did. And it has been a while since we have done one of these episodes. So welcome back, Gretchen.
Welcome back.
It's so crazy because if you haven't listened to us that long, you wouldn't know that we don't take a break. But if you have listened, you know that we never take a break. But it's crazy for us for a few weeks trying to get it all in.
It is a little crazy. And if you have listened to us for long enough, then you'll know every year I start something new. And this year is...
What is it? What are you starting?
Well, I came home from Christmas break early this year to get my life in order. I'm pretty proud of myself for that. Although it's been a little crazy because it's raining. And so my kids are making my life a little
crazy. Yeah, because it doesn't rain in California, so you don't know what it's like. Like often.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you mean we can't go outside right now? Oh, and you're still on Christmas break. Yeah. I forgot. We started school today. It's Wednesday the 4th, but you still have a few more days before you guys start school, which I don't envy you because I was ready to get these kids back to school. Yeah.
For sure.
And you know what I did today on my way to carpool? Well, what? My girlfriend texted me over the holiday break and she said, I got my windows tinted in my car. I'm so excited. I'm going to be like, you know, I was like, oh, awesome. So I pull up and I see her, you know, with her new window tint.
Well, obviously it's not that good of a tint.
Well, I see her car, but I didn't see her. But I was like, oh, there she is with her new car. Or it's not new. It's just she got the window tinted, right? So it was like, so I start blowing her kisses because I haven't seen her in a while. And then she drives closer and closer and it's her freaking husband.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, that wasn't meant for him. He didn't. He just kind of waved like, hey.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those tit
jobs. Yeah. And those tit jobs. That's just what it sounded like you said.
And those tit jobs. Yeah, you got to be careful with those too. Anyways, I just ordered some new supplement so that, you know, it's supposed to.
So did I, by the way.
And I signed up for a Tony Robbins seminar. No, like you 2 didn't. O'clock in the
That's
morning.
Amazing. My sister-in-law's yeah, dream, by the way, is to go to one of those. I can't believe you're going.
Well, I was moved. Online. Okay, I'm going online.
Was it still like a bazillion dollars, even online?
No. Well, I was moved by his Instagram post.
Yes.
you know, and I just always feel some kind of way about out with the old and with the new, Gretchy, right? At the new year.
Did the supplement come from Instagram too? Because mine did.
No, well, yes and no. Sort of. Yes and no. Okay. And I'm not going to say what it is unless it works.
I hear you.
Then I'll tell you, right? I don't want to be responsible for undoingly like influencing someone like someone probably
did
to me.
Yes, I know.
Because I've gotten thrown my money away so many times. Okay. But if it works, I'll tell y'all. Anywho, so I sign up. I felt moved. He was like, I'm doing this for free.
Oh.
But then you sign up and then it's like you could join the VIP group for the bargain price of $50. I was like, I don't need to change that much.
So did, Tony,
did
just you
like a little bit? No, I didn't join the VIP.
So you're going to actually go for free ish.
Yeah, I signed up.
You got to do it then.
So that's like part of it. Yeah,
he's
maybe.
He's going to get you to buy something by the end.
I love him. I do love him.
So do most people that ever see him. I mean, he is very motivational. So yeah, I get it. I mean, I don't get it, but I get it kind of thing, you know? I think if I was going to one of those Tony Robbins places.
If we were going to have, we would be walking on the coals.
Listen,
I went
to that church that, you know, the Kardashians and the Justin Biebs goes to, and I was really moved also. Like I was up there singing and clapping and raising my hands and and I could have done it every weekend.
Listen, as long as it's not for the cause of selling ugly leggings, then sign me up, you know, for all that hoorah shit. I'm with it.
Listen, I hear you. Happy New Year's to that. I guess, you know what? Let's just say
Scientology. Right? That's a little dicey.
I bet you they hoorah it up also.
Oh, they have the biggest hoorahs ever. They've got videos with horses running, bringing in the new year. Yeah, it's serious.
On a more serious topic, you guys, on Patreon last Thursday, we did a deep dive into the Idaho murders and the arrest of Brian, the 28-year-old that is supposedly the DNA, what do you call it, lever at the crime scene. So we think he is the murderer. But anyways, if you want to hear it, please go to our Patreon or subscribe on Apple Bonus. It's patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And if you listen on Apple, you could just subscribe. So I wanted to just throw that out there. Also, Patreon is a great way to support us, or also, you know, when I say Patreon, I mean either Apple, but it's a good way to support us and a good way to support us for the new year. So thank you guys all who do. And let's get to it. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first actual case that we're doing in 2023 is coming out of Michigan. You know, we have some friends up in Michigan. We do.
We do?
We do. One of them's name is Melissa. She ordered a shirt from me.
Oh, that's right.
Mel. And it, the shirt, I thought it was never coming. And then one day it just popped up in my mailbox and I was like, it's here. I promise. I did not forget about you. And by the way, I'm pretty sure it's cold as balls right now in Michigan. So I am sorry for all of you guys that are there at the moment. I do not like the cold.
Oh, that's interesting because, you know, I think people really enjoyed you saying hot as balls last week, but now it can be cold as balls too.
Yes.
It's nice. The balls are the barometer for the weather.
For me, because I don't have any. So I just imagine that when I'm cold,
they run
when
hot
I'm cold,
or cold,
they'd be all up in my stomach. And then when I'm hot, they're like hanging down to my knees. I don't know. I really don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I do know about this case. So I will be more concise when it comes to facts on the body.
Okay.
In this case only. Okay. So in the 90s, this happened in Lake Orion, Michigan. Lake Orion is right outside of Detroit. It's very small, only a few thousand people. And when I looked up the real estate, Gretch, I saw some homes ranging in the few hundred thousand dollar range, which seems pretty dreamy. There were two real fancy houses on the water for around 1.2 mil. So that's getting up there, but still I feel like for, you know, fancy pants house, it's not even that crazy, especially.
What's the electric bill like?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
It's probably so bad.
It's probably another mortgage.
Imagine you got to be running that heater nonstop. And you better have really good windows. Yeah. So 1994, actually, it was probably half the cost of that in 1994 or less than that. You could probably get a house for under 100.
Do you know in California, we don't even know about windows.
It's so true.
We don't even know. I met a window salesman
recently. Oh,
in Colorado. Yeah, recently. And I got educated about it. It's a thing.
Yes.
Big money. Big money in windows. People be needing them forever. We're always going to need windows.
Except if you're in Costa Rica. A lot of those houses don't have windows, and I don't think they really need them.
Okay. Fun fact.
They just probably don't care about the bugs either. I could just imagine the creepy crawlies coming in. But anyways, windows are a good thing to have in Michigan, and they probably also were much cheaper in 1994. This Lake Orion also has really good public schools, like on Niche, you know, that site, it's like an A. The nightlife is also an A, which I'm like, how is there a good nightlife in a town with only 3,000 people? But I guess there is. It's real family friendly. In 1994, there was a man named Kevin Boyd. He was a 42-year-old divorcee. He lived in an apartment with his 16-year-old son, Kevin Jr. Kevin Sr. ran his own company. It was like a tool equipment and party rental company. You know, they like took chairs and tables and air compressors, kind of that kind of thing, wherever people needed it. Parties to go, they called it also. He had a girlfriend of 5 years. And he was pretty much just trying to keep his kid in line. Kevin Jr. was not the studious type. He pretty much was a pain in the ass, which I am very hopeful that at 16, I don't have pain in the ass children. But after this 2-week break, I think that I might at least have one out of the three that I'm trying to keep in straight and narrow. Anyways, I could speculate this Kevin Jr.'s behavior was probably a result of his parents' inconsistent structure. He had been to 10 schools by the time he was 15. And it's documented in a few publications that both his mother and father may have had some alcohol problems. So I think Kevin Jr. maybe struggled a little bit from the divorce, a little bit from the alcohol, whatever it was, he was kind of trailing not too far from his parents. He also was into drinking and doing drugs at 16 years old. He had also totaled a couple of cars and his dad just kept buying them for him.
Oh.
Which, dude, now I was 16 in 96 and I had to buy my own car. And I'm pretty sure you had to buy your own car too. Unless your grandma bought you one.
Part of it. No, she didn't. But I had to buy part of it. But yeah, I definitely would have. It would have been if I totaled a car, it would have been a big deal. And certainly no one would have replaced it.
No way. Let me backtrack a little bit. So Kevin Boyd Sr. was married to Lynn in 1975. Okay, so then Kevin Sr. and Lynn Boyd had Kevin Jr. in 1977, but their marriage fell apart in 1988 when Lynn left Kevin for a lady friend. Both seemed to be real friendly after the divorce and they moved on, Lynn taking Kevin Jr. with her until he kind of fell off the rails and she couldn't manage him any longer. So she thought it was best.
Okay, wait. So did I hear this right? So Lynn, she switched teams.
Yes. Switched teams. Kevin Jr. still lived with Lynn throughout this divorce process all the way up until probably 93, 94, somewhere around there. That's when he, Kevin Jr., was like getting into drugs and alcohol and totaling cars. And his mom's like, listen, kid, go live with your dad. He maybe can handle you. And it seemed like Kevin Sr. was like, yes, come here. Let's figure this out. He had a new girlfriend by this time for 5 years. He was fine. Lynn, she was living with her girlfriend. She was fine. They all were copacetic. Everybody got along. Kevin Sr. really just worked his ass off and had a good time in life. Lynn seemed to be also living a great life with her girlfriend, Julie. And they didn't really speak to each other than when it came to the kid.
Okay.
So on the night of August 5th, 1994, Kevin Sr.'s girlfriend was getting ready for a trip to Canada. So she was staying at her own place that night. And Kevin Jr. was staying at his girlfriend's house. That left Kevin Sr. to a house to himself to just chill and watch TV. At some point during that night, he fell asleep on his recliner chair. I can only imagine it was like a lazy boy. You know, people love those.
Right.
And they're...
Oh, my husband would love it if I let him have one of those.
So have you looked at them lately? They look good. They're not like the old lazy boys. Although I loved a lazy boy when I was a kid. I was like, get me in that chair. It rocks. It like has a thing that goes up. It's good. It's a good watching TV chair.
Oh, sure. It's cozy, but I go for the aesthetic.
I know you do, but you should look at some. They're aesthetically.
Listen, I think I do a pretty good job, actually, of being aesthetic.
You are. And you are really cozy. Good about that. You got these couches that like make into beds.
We have an old leather couch that I was going to sell because it didn't go in my new house. But my husband just likes keeping it in the garage.
Yeah. It's a garage couch.
The garage isn't big enough. It's not big enough to make into like a man cave or like anything. But I think he just feels more manly having a leather couch in the garage. And so I'm always like, you want me to put that up on Facebook?
No, he does not. He does not want to do that.
He's like, nope. I just want to sit on my leather couch in the garage, woman.
Does he have a TV out there yet?
I'm like, okay, whatever. No, he's threatened that I won't allow it. That I never see him.
All right, so Kevin Sr., he's at home, he's watching TV, falls asleep on his lazy boy or some sort of chair like that when an intruder sneaks into his house and hits Kevin over the head with what seemed to be a real heavy object that was painted black, possibly a bat. That comes from the coroner who said that there was paint on his skull. He was then stabbed repeatedly to a point where it was like overkill. And some of the stab wounds even came after he was already deceased. His home was ransacked, but nothing more than a gun and his wallet were taken. The next morning, Kevin Jr. got up, went to Kevin Sr.'s business, asked an employee named Don if he had seen his dad. Don said, no, I actually haven't seen your dad. You want me to go with you to look for him? Kevin said, no, I don't need you to go with me, but I don't have my keys to my house. So I guess I'll just try to use a credit card to get in. Which, by the way, that's how I got into my house a lot of times. Do you ever do that?
I did do that. Yeah, sure. But I mean, I might just take a credit card to my lock and make sure you can't be getting into my house now that way.
I was thinking the same thing when I was doing this case. I was like, I'm pretty sure you can't do that anymore.
I don't think you can if it's deadbolted, you can't do the credit card
thing.
Yes,
no, for sure. No, it's just when
I deadbolt this shit, don't come breaking into my house, okay?
Yeah, totally. I have cameras and I have an alarm and I have a gun. So don't come for me. Okay, when Kevin Jr. got home and got into the house, he saw this horrifying crime scene. He was so distraught, he ran out of the apartment screaming and crying. And that is when a maintenance worker came and found Kevin Jr. just sobbing outside. When he asked him what was up, he said, "My dad is in there and he is dead." And so the maintenance worker walked into the house, called the police, and it was clear that Kevin Sr. was long gone. The cops also called this a crime of passion, which they like to use that word.
Right.
We saw that in the Idaho cases when they first said that too. But it did seem like it. Like the wounds were so aggressive and a lot of them seemed to come out of anger and rage. Police also suspected that this was not a one man's job. The other thing they noticed was it didn't seem like there was any break-in. Like maybe the door was just unlocked or a window was open, but there was no sign of forced entry. So they immediately do what cops do. They go directly to the people closest to the person and they started with the ex. Lynn was brought in for questioning and she said that her and Kevin were on good terms. They had no hard feelings against each other. They raised their son amicably. She said she was home all night with her girlfriend, Julie, who also attested to the statement and confirmed they were watching movies all night.
That's a little sus. I can't imagine two women stay awake
through a movie. I know. More than one movie?
Just based on us? Yeah, more than one.
I can't even get through one.
Oh my God. I made it to like the last 5 minutes of Yellowstone and then I fell asleep. I got to go back and watch it.
I can't even watch it because I can't stay awake. But you know what I can stay awake for is White Lotus. And I finished it. Yeah. I finished it, dude. You haven't even started.
Yes, I have.
You did?
No.
Okay, what episode are you on?
Three.
Okay. All right. You're getting into the good stuff.
But slow and steady.
Whoever has watched all the way through the second season, mind blown. My husband could not stop talking about it our entire vacation. He was like, why did they do this? Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they do this? We'll talk about it on Patreon, maybe coming up this week, because you got to get through some of it because it's a good one, guys. If you haven't started, start it. Okay. So back to the two women probably didn't watch movies all night. But you know what? Kevin's ex-wife, Lynn, she did say that she thought Kevin was into some shady stuff in his business and maybe his business partner, Don, and him knew the mob or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So they probably need to look into that. But before they did that, they go to Kevin's girlfriend because it looked like she had some life insurance money to gain. And she was in Canada. She was already in Canada by the time they called her that day, which did seem real fishy. But she was cleared. Her trip was planned long, long, long time ago. And she was cleared of any wrongdoing.
No, I got my theory. It's either the ex-wife. I don't know why, because I don't like that throwing out there that it's like, oh, it was something
somebody
vague,
else.
Like the mob.
Yeah, like the mob. Like, okay.
Yeah, like whatever.
I'm or not really that, sure.
That shitty entitled teenager that went crashing cars. I got my eyes on what those two right now, if I'm investigating.
One thing that the girlfriend did tell the police was that she got a call from Kevin Jr. that night asking if she was going to be with his dad, which she found a little odd as he never called her before to ask if like he was ever hanging, if her dad and or if his dad and her were ever hanging out or if they had plans. So that was a little sus. Mm-hmm. They brought Kevin Jr. in also to question him, and he said he was with his girlfriend the whole night, who also confirmed that she was with Kevin Jr., and he stayed the night at her house. So who the heck would want to kill this guy? It could be Don and the mob, but the investigators did not think that Don, that worked at the rental company, was tied to the mob in any way or had any motive to kill Kevin. That morning, a man called the police
station. By the
way,
I just want to say, I don't really think there's a lot of mob hanging out in
Lake Orion,
BFE, Michigan.
I don't think so either. I mean, we could probably be wrong because I don't really know much about the mob, but I don't. I don't know.
Okay. I do.
You watched a lot of.
I've watched a lot of Sopranos. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She knows it all.
Some things.
I'm sure. Well, there's another show.
I know everything about polygamy right now. You don't even know. Don't even get me started on this. I've watched every polygamy. This shit on Sister Wives is.
What is that? What's going on? Is that what's going on in Michigan?
Probably. That's probably going on. It goes down a lot of places.
I think they have Hell's Angels up there.
What does that have to do with the price of tea in China?
They are mob-esque. Oh. They've got some like...
Somebody's going to come for you for saying that.
I mean, I don't really know.
Okay.
I'm just saying they have a reputation of being a organized crime unit. Can I not say that?
You could say whatever you like. I've heard that.
They did a television show on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't they? What was that show? Everybody loved the guy in it. Okay. We are getting really off track here. So let me just put us right back on track.
Okay.
And let's just say it wasn't the Hells Angels and it wasn't the mob and it wasn't the polygamist.
It wasn't.
No. And it wasn't the guy that called the station that said he found Kevin's wallet in the back of his truck at 3 a.m. either outside a bar.
Ooh.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Hello, listeners. Are you ready to spring into making healthy choices? Like actually going to the gym, not just putting on the gym shoes? Well, I am. And I have also been making the healthy choice to cut back on alcoholic beverages during the week. Recess mocktails make it so easy to do. These zero-proof craft mocktails are the replacement that allows you to enjoy the ritual of pouring yourself a fabulous drink at only 25 calories or less. Have that friend that alcohol tends to make a little extra chatty? Offer them a Recess mocktail at your next get-together. Be a crowd pleaser. Everyone enjoys a Recess lime margarita. It's the perfect guilt-free drink in between drinks. Our listeners can enjoy 15% off at takearecess.com/clink. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. That's takearecess.com/clink.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This guy said he went to his car after 3 a.m. when he was finished doing some music at the bar, and he found Kevin's ID and money, which they thought was real strange, because if it was a robbery, wouldn't you take the guy's money? So they looked into that guy also, but it turns out he got to the bar at 11, left at 3, and was playing music the whole time. So someone knew something, but no one was talking in this small town. Kevin was put to rest, and after the funeral, the closest to Kevin went to the burial site. You know how they do that? Mm-hmm. But there were two people that didn't show up. Lynn and his son, Kevin Jr.
Oh my God, the two people I fingered.
Yes. Dawn, you know, the coworker and friend, also found that really odd. Turns out these two were at the courthouse trying to take care of some business dealings with Kevin's businesses, which, I mean, I guess they needed to get it done and maybe needed to get it off their chest, but Dawn had a real suspicion that this was more than just...
Too busy to make it to your father's funeral?
Well, they went to the funeral. They just didn't go to, you know, the casket laying part.
Too rushed to go to the casket laying part?
I mean, I think you got to do that.
I think you take the whole day off. I think that is a day you don't be needing to take care of business.
I agree. And you know what? I could not find a obituary for this man.
Oh, because the family has to write that.
Yes. I don't think anybody did.
So I bet they were two lazy bums.
Listen. I know. Isn't that so sad? And Kevin Sr. came from a family of seven. So I'm like, seven brothers and sisters. Where the heck are these people? Somebody.
It's not that hard. He went to this high school. He worked at this place for so many years. Everybody loved him. He lit up a room, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Right. That's what Don said. I mean, he did say that on Snapped. Another thing that Don mentioned was that he saw Lynn coming and going from the office and getting into the safe, in which Kevin Sr. was the only one that knew that code, and that code happened to be kept in his wallet.
Okay. Now, Kevin Sr., rest in peace. That's not smart.
No. You should probably have that code in your head only.
That's like keeping your address on your keys. Don't do that.
Right. Okay. That's true. Okay. So police had their suspicions just as much as Don had his suspicions, but no proof that any two people were involved in this crime until November. And mind you, this crime happened in August, early August, August 6th. So by mid-November, Julie and Lynn must have got into some sort of tiff, because girlfriend Julie Grain, Lynn's girlfriend, called up the popo and she wanted to come clean. She actually lied to the police and said that she was with her girlfriend watching movies all night, but that was liar, liar, pants on fire, because Lynn had left the house around 11 o'clock the night of the murders, and Lynn eventually confessed to her that she had something to do with it.
But they have no lady boss detectives on this police department at Lake Orion, because a lady detective would have known that shit about staying up watching multiple movies did not happen. Bitches be sleeping.
No. Okay. No, it was actually men that were on this case. So they were probably like, oh man.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yes,
they probably.
They're all delusional that it's like, oh, it's just my wife. It falls asleep every time.
It's so true. They're probably like, I wish these ladies weren't lesbians, because I would like one of them for me to stay right up and watch multiple movies.
Doesn't exist.
Well, Julie, she says she does not want to be involved in this, and she feels very bad for lying, and decides that she's going to take a polygraph test to exonerate herself from any wrongdoing. And she does it, and she passes.
Okay.
So then on December 18th, Lynn herself calls up the police station and tells them that she too is ready to confess her doing of the crime, and she is very remorseful. So Lynn makes her way to the police station where, and by the way, before this, Lynn had retained an attorney, so she was not talking at all, but she decided to come clean. Didn't even tell her attorney she was walking into the police department. So Lynn gets there and she says, okay, Julie and I plotted to kill Kevin Sr. She said they were going to kill Kevin for his business, his life insurance, and his money. She described hitting Kevin with a baseball bat as he slept on the recliner and Julie stabbing Kevin to death. The only problem with this story was that Julie had already passed the polygraph test.
Right.
And so the detectives were like, that's not what happened. And they were like, we think it's your son, and 100. You're putting Julie in his son, in your son's place.
Uh-huh. Because she betrayed you.
Trying to throw your girlfriend under the bus.
Because she'd already thrown her girlfriend under the bus.
That's right. So they immediately went and arrested Kevin Jr. that day. Kevin Jr. had a couple different explanations. The first one had to do solely with his mom and Julie only. And then it was the three of them. He said that his mom, Julie, and him plotted to kill his dad. And that he would tell them, like, he kind of knew his dad's schedule, when he would probably fall asleep. He got them the keys to the apartment, and then he would be the one to find the dad the next morning. But then after 6 hours of interrogation, and according to his attorney, some false promises of leniency, he confessed to the crime. When they said, "Who would do this to your father?" he finally said, "You're looking at him." So what he said at this point, which is now the third story, is that his mom went in, hit him with the baseball bat, and he went crazy on his dad, and then stole a gun from his dad's closet and the wallet. Both Lynn and Kevin were tried separately, and in Kevin Jr.'s trial, they called Lynn to testify for his defense, which she did. She said it was Julie, but as soon as the prosecution got up there, you know, they're ruthless, and they got her all flustered, and she ended up kind of throwing her son under the bus. And she then tried to blame this whole debacle all on her son, but it didn't matter. They both were sentenced to life in prison. And also in Kevin's trial, the judge had to determine, because he was 16, if he was to get charged with as an adult or as a minor.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, in I think it was 1998 or 96, 98, somewhere around there when this trial actually happened, if he was to try him as a minor, the maximum length of time would have been 21 that he would have gotten out. So at that point, if it was 98, what, he was almost 21 already. So he didn't really like feel the burn of his mistake. And basically what the judge has to determine is, at 21, does he feel like he will be rehabilitated? And I would say that the judge was right. He said, no, let's try him as an adult.
Yeah.
However, back then, trying somebody as an adult, even if you are a minor, for that offense, it's life in prison automatically. So he was sentenced to life in prison. But in 2012, Michigan changed their law, stating minors could no longer be sentenced to life in prison. So Kevin appealed his sentence and was released in 2020.
Oh, okay. He's free.
He is free, but he appealed his sentence. They resentenced him to 25 years. And at that time he had done his time. I do think that he has been rehabilitated. While he was in prison, he got his high school diploma. He got a couple of vocational degrees. He was like an outstanding prisoner. He had no record of violence. He made a full, I think, 180 in prison.
Yeah, because I'll bet you know what he needed? Probably
some structure.
Structure? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he did not get at home. Lesson, yes. When your kid keeps totaling cars, don't keep buying them new ones. Okay?
Yes.
You create 8 effing monster and they might just hit you over the head with a bat.
True. So he says now that he's nothing of the reflection of the person that he was in the past when he went to prison. And I believe that. He says he's not, you know, he has no addiction problems. He's, you know, he's a good guy. And I believe it. I believe that his mom had convinced him to commit this awful crime.
Well, she sounds awful because, you know what? I can see her flipping on Julie, the girlfriend, because Julie had done her dirty although props to Julie, smart. When you discover that they're involved, see your way out of it. You did the okay. Right thing. Okay. Now I can see the mom being like, you did me dirty. So now I'm going to turn on you. And I can see the son being like, you know what? I'm just going to throw Julie into the mix, even though I did this with my mom, because maybe I feel some kind of way because I'm a teenage boy and my mom switched teams and that can be a lot to process. I don't agree with it. I'm just saying that's logical. Sort of. But the mom flipping on her son.
Yeah, that's
putting
crazy.
More of the blame on him. Well, she was a shitty mama. I mean, yes, to bring him into the whole thing from the get, she was, but that's extra level of shittiness.
Yes. Okay. So here is a couple details I want to tell you that might kind of change your mind. Kevin Jr. to this day says that he was not there when his dad was murdered. He maintains that he did give the keys and he was responsible for the crime because he did plot it with his mother, but he says he wasn't there at the time of the murder. Now, if he wasn't, that would either make Lynn the sole killer, which could totally be true, by the way. She could have hit him over the head with a bat and then stabbed him to death, which I kind of think maybe is true.
I would like to think that that is true because, as you've just told me, Kevin is a free person. I think you got to be, that's pretty dark. Hard to overcome.
Yeah, I think that that is probably what happened. Or Julie could be a real good liar. Or Julie was in on it also, but maybe wasn't there. I don't know. But I got some more info. Okay, so Kevin's girlfriend did testify this. Kevin and her went to Burger King at 11 o'clock that night, where Lynn and Julie were also at Burger King. Kevin gets out of the car. He talks to his mom and then goes inside of Burger King where Julie was. And Lynn drove off by herself. Kevin gets back into the car with his girlfriend and they drive back to Kevin's girlfriend's house. Kevin then went to sleep on the couch. And when the girlfriend woke up in the morning, he was there. And she said he was really nervous, which probably because he freaking knew his dad was going to get killed that day or that last night, you know. But she doesn't know if he left the house after they went to sleep or not. But she did say he was acting nervous in the morning.
Okay. So, yeah, I hope that that means that he didn't do it, actually. I mean, he was involved. That's still unfortunate. There needs to be consequences for that.
True.
But, I agree more with the sentence.
Yeah. The other thing is that the gun was he sold the gun that was found. The other thing, they did find the murder weapon and it was wrapped in a shirt of Kevin's behind a compressor after they auctioned off all the goods. So those type of things are like, did you do it? Did you not do it, Kevin? The other thing when he did confess, and this is, was from a detective. He said that Kevin knew a lot of details, like, for instance, how his dad was positioned and that there was a beer can next to his dad. But he did walk in on his dad dead. So he would know that whether he was the one to kill him or not.
Well, listen, chances if you find me dead, there's going to be a tequila bottle somewhere close. So I don't put that much weight in that. Okay.
Okay.
So, another thought that I have is, You go through all this plotation and you don't go through the steps. Like, let's say they question us, they're going to question the people closest to the victim and you don't go over with your son or yourself even
what you're going to say.
What you get an attorney, what you're going to say is nothing.
I know.
Say nothing.
Well, Lynn did get an attorney right away, but
I don't agree with the 6-hour interrogation of the minor.
Right.
Like, he should have been able to talk to a grown up who said, get an attorney.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. So Lynn, she's spending her life in prison. And, you know, I did some digging on Julie. I found a court record as of 2005 that had Julie incarcerated for attempted murder with a firearm and sentenced to 20 years.
No way.
Yes. So I'm pretty sure, though, that she has since been released in 2015. And somehow, dude, she got her record expunged. I don't know how this happened, but I cannot, for the life of me, other than that one document that she went to jail like June 21st, 2005. And I see that she was released only by digging in social media in 2015. And she kind of went MIA after that. I can't find her. And I can't find any arrest records, which usually, you know, if I do one of those searches, I can do it, but I can't.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think some people might have fooled me, Julie.
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm not so sure. I think Julie definitely knew. I think Julie is good at
fooling
the polygraph test.
Damn. She must know the book.
I don't know.
How to do that.
I guess.
I bet you it's out there. Now I'm going to have to search it on YouTube.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy though? I cannot. I mean, I went up, down, and sideways trying to look for this chick. As for Kevin Jr., I also can't, he has a really common name. Kevin Boyd is not, you know, there's like 5,000 of them. So I don't think he's on social. He just got out in 2020. So I think, and he's been there since 94. He probably has just learning how to figure out the internet. I mean, he went in when there was still dial up.
Listen, we just got our first Alexa.
Yeah, that's fun, huh?
Yeah.
My kids ask it everything. Alexa, what's the weather today? Alexa, this and that.
Well, I just figured out that my TVs have the Alexa thing on it too. So I was trying to tell my TV to do something.
Oh my gosh, my Alexa's talking. Hold on. I didn't know there was Alexa in here. Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Alexa off.
That's so funny.
I was like, what is that noise?
Well, yeah, that is a problem. So I was trying to talk to my TV and it starts talking to the one in my daughter's room.
Oh, I know.
I was like, what I said was, Alexa, play Yellowstone. And she's already asleep, right? And starts playing the theme song to the Yellowstone
show. Oh, my gosh.
In her bedroom.
Yeah, not good.
I just hear her go, Mom, how dare you?
All right, so that's a WAP today. And if you guys can and please give us a shout out on any social media, that would be awesome. Also, please rate and review us if you have not done so yet. A good 5-star would be awesome for us. And if you don't follow us on Housewives of True Crime, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, find us on all of those.
Word.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.